Hello, this is KPTZ, Port Townsend, 91.9 FM on your radio dial. If you want to listen to us online, go to our website, which is kptz.org. You can listen to today's show live online if you want, but you can also sample some of our earlier shows as podcasts. In fact, much of the original programming on KPTZ is available as podcasts. You know, double your listening pleasure. Hear today's show as well as some earlier ones. I'm Marianne McNellis, and this show is called Our Town. Have you ever wondered who the people are that you see every day around the area? Who is that young mom jogging along behind a toddler in a stroller with a baby strapped onto her chest? What about that muscular guy changing tires at Les Schwab? And then there's the guy walking up Morgan Hill in a wetsuit. Hey, the water's down there, not up here. Anyway, this show, Our Town, profiles some of the fascinating people who live and work in Jefferson County. We talk with the people who make up the eclectic mix around here. We talk about their lives, their dreams, and how they ended up on the western edge of the continent, able to look across the Strait of Juan de Fuca right at Vancouver Island, Canada. Over time, we'll be talking with firefighters and foodies, bus drivers and teenage beauty queens, lawyers and ladies who lunch. We try to find out what makes them tick and what they think about living in beautiful Jefferson County amid the deer, the otters, and even the soaring eagles. Listening to Our Town is a way to meet some of Port Townsend's authentic and even eclectic people, your neighbors, your friends, and particularly the people you don't know yet, but you'd like to meet them. My guests today are the owners of Port Townsend Paddle Sports, Steve Hegel and Amy Recker. Just in case you aren't familiar with the name Port Townsend Paddle Sports, it's the small, locally owned business that operates next to the parking lot at the Marine Science Center down at Fort Worden. They rent everything that paddles, kayaks, paddle boards, and bicycles. Oh, and by the way, they'll also rent you an umbrella and who knows what else if you ask nice. Welcome to the show, Steve and Amy.
Oh, thank you very much, ma'am.
Let's start at the very beginning. Are you two born and bred in Port Townsend?
Nope.
Okay, well, Amy, you go first. Where did you come from?
Born in Brussels, Belgium.
Really?
And moved to the United States in junior high school and lived on the East Coast for a long time, but turns out I like the West Coast.
It was your dad in the military? Is that why you were in Brussels?
No, he just worked for an international company and asked him if he wanted to transfer.
Does that mean you speak a whole bunch of languages?
No, just French.
Hey, that's a lot more than most people do.
I can sing a Christmas song in Flemish if you'd like.
I don't think we need that today. Maybe at Christmas time we'll try that
okay.
one. Okay, so did you go to school in the East Coast?
Went to high school in Connecticut and college in upstate New York, Skidmore, and then moved west. Went to California, lived
California.
In the Sierras, and then eventually ended up in Santa Cruz, California.
Okay, and Steve, what about you?
I was born on the Mississippi River in Davenport, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
In 1960, my folks loaded up the airplane and moved to California, Palo Alto, California, with Hewlett Packard was there. It was the company town. I lived in Palo Alto for 20 years or so. And as most people do when they graduate from Palo Alto, they move over the hill to Santa Cruz, California, which is where I met my lovely wife, is sitting right next to us, mm-hmm. right here.
I know you've only been in Port Townsend for a few years. Were you doing paddle sports as a job before, or you come from other fields first?
Well, back in Santa Cruz, that's where Amy and I met, in a swimming pool.
How to Eskimo roll.
Was one of you the teacher?
Yeah, that was me.
You were the teacher, and you were his
I married
student.
My teacher.
Yeah. You married your teacher. Well, it obviously worked out. I understand you have a couple of lovely children now.
I do. Yes. Jenna's 13 and Will is 11. Mm-hmm. And they both go to Blue Heron Middle School.
Oh, okay. That's very handy.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you end up in Port Townsend?
Redwood tree almost fell on our house. That was back in the El Nino years where it was flooding and all that kind of stuff down in Santa Cruz. And we had to get out of the woods. Sure. Our neighbor said, if you get scared of the trees, move out of the woods.
This makes sense to me.
Yeah.
You began looking around, or did you have an image?
Amy's sister was taking a sabbatical from Utah State University in Logan, Utah.
So we went and lived there for a year, taking care of her house, trying to decide what we were going to do. And I had guided out in the San Juan Islands probably 25 years ago now. And then we came up here for a wedding and then realized Utah's a little dry. This was an outdoor wedding out it was in a stunning location.
Stunning.
And it was freezing cold in July.
Okay.
But we still realized.
You decided you fell in love with it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you decided to move to Port Townsend. What year was that?
2009.
Okay, so you packed up your caravan and moved up here?
We did.
Exactly.
So did you have a job lined up here?
Well, nobody told me that was going to be the hard part.
Our realtor mentioned that as well. You know, she said, well, got a job here? I went to work as the baseball coach at the high school for a season, and then got on with the school district doing maintenance, and also at the a lot of people know me from the rec center. I'm Steve from the rec center. Now I'm Port Townsend Paddle Sports Steve. And so I've been doing both of those jobs still to today.
But wait a minute, I've lost the thread here a little bit. You showed up, didn't have a job, and you got the school and the rec center and things like mm-hmm. that. Did you immediately get into the paddle sports, or was that a time delay there?
Definitely a time delay. We've only been doing the paddle sports for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
When we met a long time ago, we said this is what we wanted to do. It's taking us this long to do it.
We worked together at the Kayak Connection in Santa Cruz, California.
We didn't own it. We just managed it. And I loved that job. It was a great job.
So you had experience working together. Some people find it's too close to work together with your spouse.
Oh, never. Marianne, please. Not with my beautiful bride.
No, we balance things. I stayed home and try to do the books. And he does more of working with the people. And I fix the kayaks. So we sort of have our own little niche. So that we don't actually work always together. So
okay.
There's something to talk about at the dinner table.
The paddle company existed, and you acquired it.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
What was? But it had a different name,
it was,
right?
PT Outdoors.
Okay.
Was the name of the, and they have had several locations throughout the years. And everybody says, "Oh, I know where you're at, right downtown." It's like, no, we're not downtown anymore. We've consolidated everything to Fort Worden State Park, right by the Marine Science Center, where the wharf sticks out.
Well, a lot of people were familiar with the downtown spot.
Yes.
But you're not doing it from there anymore.
Not anymore.
If you want to rent one of your paddle boards, the fort is where it's at. Give me an idea of the scope of your business. How many paddle boards and kayaks do you have?
We have 12 two-person double kayaks and 8 single kayaks and 7 paddle boards and 8 bicycles. And double kayaks is definitely by far what most people rent. You can bring your children. And I think that we have lots of groups, families that come, mom and dad each go in a boat and they put their kids in the front.
Yeah, I saw that the other morning. I saw a father with a young child and a mother with another young child, each in a double kayak. They looked like mm-hmm. they were having a great time down there.
It's a great way to go.
The kayaks and the paddle boards, do they require a lot of maintenance?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Like, what do you have to do to them?
Well, they all have rudders, and there's so many movable parts. They're constantly in use. 2 or 3 times a day, a boat can go out. So we're replacing rudder cables, sewing new straps on the boats. And it's not just people using the kayaks. It's the UV does a lot of damage to all of the boats. So we try to keep them covered. But yeah, constant maintenance. But I love that part.
Yeah?
So mm-hmm. I do. So.
Huh.
Well, I just like to paddle.
Okay.
Let the crew take care of that.
I see the boards out and the kayaks outside a lot during the season, which is the
yes.
summer, right? Do you basically leave them outside or do you bring them in at night? I don't know. What do you do?
We lock them all up nice and tight for the nighttime. Most of them are under cover. We have a trailer that we pull out.
Okay, what is your season?
Our season is Memorial Weekend through Labor Day weekend. And a little bit on the edges if the weather is nice. We'll come out there and do a soft opening and a soft closing as well.
This May, it was just so warm that we did have some weekends we were open because people were calling and calling because it was 90 degrees or something. I can't remember how hot it was. It was something like that in May. It was crazy warm.
Well, I would imagine that the weather really impacts your business.
And the fog, it definitely does. We can't be open if there's, you know, 15 knots and then we start to consider closing down. We'll still rent bicycles, but we can't rent when it's too windy, which... That's Port Townsend for you.
The wind, I keep a close eye on. You know, I have the NOAA predicted weather for the day, and every morning I go on that, and I look for the next 2 days out what it's going to be like, arrange for staff. I have closed our shop because of the predicted winds. We're going to be up around and over 20 miles an hour.
So that's your cutoff, 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's no fun for anybody.
Yeah.
Not fun for the customers, and it's not fun for me having to chase them down and say, why don't we go over this way?
Well, so you sort of have to be a weatherman, too.
Yes.
Are there any particular websites that you think are better than others when it comes to the weather?
You know, I go with the NOAA website for the predicted winds. I kind of have to guess in between the lines.
Okay.
Saying now, what's happening right here in front of my face.
Is it my imagination or does it always get windy around 5 o'clock?
Yes, it does. That's why we close at 5 o'clock.
We get so many requests for sunset paddles. Can we stay out past 5 o'clock? And I would love to let people do that. But it's pretty rare that it's not just blowing by 5.
Yeah. You're listening to KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM. This show is called Our Town. I'm your host, Maryam McNellis. Today I'm interviewing the owners of Port Townsend Paddle Sports, Steve Hegel and Amy Recker. Port Townsend Paddle Sports rents kayaks, paddleboards, bikes from their stand down at the fort. We've just been talking about what they're doing with the business, how they're forced to shut down if it's too windy, which, you know, it happens around here sometimes. I'm curious, you have kayaks and you have paddle boards. Is there any trend in terms of are people liking one more than the other?
Right here in town, people love our double C kayaks. They're wide, they're stable. You can get further, farther, you know, cheaper, all that kind of stuff. But the rest of the world is going stand-up. They're evolving and standing up to the stand-up paddleboard craze. And
well, why not here? Why not here?
Well, I think, for one, the weather. The wind, it's much harder to paddle when you're standing up. I mean, your body is really subjected to the wind. And the other reason is if you fall in, the water's not very warm here.
How cold is the water here?
High 40s, low 50s.
Wow.
I mean, even though we see the local kids swimming, it's cold.
And that water temperature can change with the currents and how far out you are, too. So the further offshore you go, it could be a lot colder out there.
Well, I see people on paddle boards that are just wearing bathing suits. Do any of them wear wetsuits or anything?
It is required by the Coast Guard to wear a Coast Guard-approved personal flotation device. Now, Amy...
And that's it. But I think it's a steep learning curve. Beginners fall a lot. But if you have a big platform, it's quite easy. And if you're uncomfortable, just stay on your knees and you won't fall in the water. Yeah, I see the people in the bikinis too. But I think that they're their own boards, they know their boards, and they're probably not going to fall in.
Do you have any rules on who you will rent to? Like a group of kids? Or are there any age requirements? What's the deal?
You have to have an adult going with you. Anybody that is under 18 has to have somebody over 18 with them in the group. And they have to be at least 14, 15 to go in a single kayak. I would prefer they know how to swim. A lot of people actually don't, which surprises me. And you have to be at least 5 years old to go out on the water.
Even with your parents.
Even with your parents.
A three-year-old couldn't cut it. You got to be 5.
Well, I don't even know if it's all that fun for a three-year-old. I know there's three-year-olds out there that can do it, but it's a long time to sit still.
Do most of the people who rent from you, are they novices or are they experienced people?
Mostly novices, I would say.
And do you do a lesson or something?
Oh, we give them a ground school and make sure that they're comfortable in that boat. You know, we have a little harbor area that I'll have them do laps around the harbor so I can be comfortable with their comfort level. So we make sure that they're comfortable there. And then I keep a close watch on them with my binoculars. And we have a strict rule to stay close to shore. I mean, you can see so much more by the shore than you can when you're offshore.
There's an eagle's nest in Fort Worden. There's a family of 7 river otters swimming around.
One day we saw 11.
Really?
Yeah,
that must have been
amazing.
A super pod.
I don't know. A clan meeting or something.
You know, I did hear people seeing orcas just off the wharf at the Maritime Center 2 days ago.
Wow, I love seeing all of that. It's amazing.
They do come by. There's no guarantees when you're out there.
Exactly. Now, do you get a mix of locals and tourists? I mean, what's roughly the percentage?
90% are tourists brought in by the locals. I would like to thank the local people for sending people our way. Yeah, they come in for the family reunions at Fort Worden, and they fly in from Texas or Egypt, Sierra Leone, and they don't have their toys with. So we provide them with the toys.
So you really get people from places like Egypt and Sierra Leone?
Oh, I keep wanting to get one of those maps to have people put a thumbtack for where they're from.
Oh,
we've
had
India, the Philippines, New Zealand, Africa, Europe, Great Britain.
Well, what's one of the more exotic stories of one of your guests or clients?
I enjoyed the family from India talking about whitewater rafting and rivers below Mount Everest, the monkeys in the trees, and for them that was just so commonplace. And taking them out here, and they were just amazed at where we live. Just kind of
so different for them.
It was so different, and the water was probably warmer though than the rivers off the Himalayan mountains. That's the part of this job that I love, is finding out where people are from, what they do, and they're very, very interesting people.
Well, now, one of you mentioned to me something about an Ebola doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Tell
me
that story.
It was a doctor. She said her name was Carol. She came and wanted to go kayaking, and I said, oh, where are you from? Annapolis, Maryland. She got around to talking about how she was stationed in Sierra Leone for the United States Embassy in Sierra Leone, and she turned out to be the doctor. And then she got around to talking about, well, you know, we have all that infrastructure right there at the embassy, but you go outside there and they have nothing. And just to see in her eyes the knowledge that she brought.
You know, I always wonder with someone like that, how did they find Port Townsend? Did you ask her?
Well, yeah, I did. And she has friends here. See, we're a small community, right? But unlike some other small communities, people come from outside. And they bring that outside world right here. So that's what I credit our business, really. It's with the local people telling their friends, come to Port Townsend and check it out, you know? And something to do in town is kayaking.
Well, yeah, you know, some mornings I've been down there at Fort Worden, and I've noticed that you have a whole bunch of kayaks sort of lined up on the beach. What's going on when that's happening?
We do large group tours, and sometimes it's just big family reunions, 20 people at once, but we also do summer camps. We've done the Marine Science Center, and we work with a group out of North Carolina, and they do traveling camps. They take children on tours of the Pacific Northwest, and 1 week out of their 3 weeks is to come kayaking here. So
how many kids would be on that?
Between 20 to 25 kids, and they bring with them their counselors, and then we provide the kayaks and our guiding staff and take them over to Fort Flagler, down to Mystery Bay, and they're with us for 3 days.
And so when you say your counselors or your guides, I mean, they actually go with the group?
We don't just rent our boats out to go wherever. We're willy-nilly wherever you want to go.
Okay.
I need to go to sleep at night.
Yeah, don't want to worry about that.
Yes.
Something magical happened on our last tour. We were out doing an evening paddle where we stay out. We go in the sunlight and the sun sets. And then after that, when it gets really dark over in Mystery Bay, we saw the most spectacular bioluminescence in the water where you can see your paddle splashes and you get sparkles like little diamonds coming off it in the total darkness. Everybody was just in amazement.
Use that term again, bio.
Bioluminescence.
And that's sort of like fireflies of the water. They're little creatures in the water, and when you agitate them, they light up.
Wow,
there's a little chemical reaction.
And it was
spectacular. Sounds really cool.
You can see small fish swimming underneath you. You know, you don't see the fish itself, but you see their trail go right underneath you, like.
And was this when you were with the high school group?
Yes.
Yeah. They must have really been blown away by that.
And it happens here every summer. Mystery Bay seems to be a good spot, I think, because the water's a little bit warmer. There's a little less of a turnover of water there. If you can make it out there to see it, it's worth it.
Wow, that does sound amazing. And so these kids on the big trip, where do they actually go? They depart from Fort Worden.
Fort Worden, then our first checkout paddle is to the Maritime Center where we get out, make sure our teams are working properly. If the boats are acting up or anything like that, we have a chance to fix them and have lunch and get everybody geared up for the big crossing over to Maristone Island. And then we take them over to Maristone Island. And another fun thing for me, having a whitewater background, is there's a cut that goes between Maristone Island and Rat Island. And when the tide's flooding in, you get a tidal rapid going right through there. And so you can kind of do whitewater maneuvers where you go down the rapid, but that's not all. You have to eddy out into the eddy, and then you can make your way back up the rapid and then come back down again.
So you get to show off.
Well, that's not showing off, Marianne, just doing what I like to do.
Yeah. Did you show these kids how to do that maneuver?
Oh, yeah. We all did it. You go single file, and it's like follow the leader. Mm-hmm. You know, you just kind of go around in circles and back up again, and so you can have more fun. Yeah.
Wow. Do they camp out there?
Yes, they camp at Fort Flagler. Then we do a night paddle with them, like we said. We have a very excellent docent that comes with us, Mr. Tim Sullivan, that Amy's known for years. And he takes them on a beach walk, and it's the most amazing beach walk because he'll find a snail on the beach, a sea snail, and he'll hold it up in front of everybody and passes it around to everybody and said, look.
Sounds amazing.
It is, and he knows.
He knows birds by their call. He'll hear it behind him, and he'll know what the seagull is. He's amazing.
Do you both go on these adventures?
He goes.
I do.
And I stay back, and I drive the shuttle around. Make sure everybody gets there.
Someone's got to organize it.
And behind the scenes.
We're almost at the end of your normal season. Here we are in August. So I guess you'll be shutting down pretty soon for the winter months. Where do you store your stuff?
We have a storage space here in town, thanks to a friend of ours who has a very large yard. Thank you, Lampy.
So you get the boats out of the water, stored for the winter.
Out of the sun.
Yeah.
And then we also rent a bunker from the fort.
Our 11-year-old son loves that the best. We have a big old bunker with a big old steel-plated door.
So looking ahead to next season, do you have any plans to do things differently or add things on? What are you thinking about?
I would like to add more tours. We've been talking about adding a glass beach tour, putting in at North Beach, and then just paddling down to Glass Beach, have lunch, look for glass, and then paddle back. That would be an amazing tour.
Yeah, I think so.
Or maybe doing a paddle out to Fort Flagler with customers that, you know, adults.
With experienced, you know, we get some more experienced people that want a little more adventure. And we can provide them with that, with our help.
Right.
Definitely.
Well,
and the other thing I would really like to start is, it's called the social paddle. We do them maybe the first Saturday night of the month. We don't have a schedule yet. And if you own a boat, it's free. And it's just come and paddle. So I think there's a lot of sea kayaks in the garages out here in Port Townsend that don't get on the water.
Explain this a little bit more to me. The social paddle would mean...
We'd set up the date and the time and come and join us. Meet us on, and we'd maybe pick a different location.
Tell us you're coming.
Tell us you're coming. If you own your own boat, it's free, but the guide goes along. Or if you have friends who don't, then you can rent. Mm-hmm. And it would be an evening thing, assuming there's no wind. And just to try and get all the paddlers in the area to meet each other and get more people out on the water.
I think you're right. I think there are a lot of people who have them in their garage or wherever and don't get out all that often.
So
that
some kind of a social paddle, or I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. We were talking the other day about how not everyone around here even gets out on the water, as close we live to this amazing water.
There's a lot of people that don't even know what the tides are about, have never been, except for on the ferry, never been out on the water. And to see Port Townsend from the water is very special.
It is, even if you're just on the big ferry.
It is a gorgeous amazing place. And so to take a kayak and just to paddle along the waterfront of downtown, it's gorgeous.
We're beginning to run short on time, unfortunately, but I wanted to ask a couple of questions. Like, what do you like best about Port Townsend paddleboarding?
Well, it's gorgeous, the wildlife, but I really like meeting the people that we rent to. It's been great. People challenging themselves, meeting their fears, or people who've paddled all over the world. There's just amazing stories. Every time we rent, there's an amazing story.
For me, just paddling on the water is freedom. I think to myself, I could go anywhere in the world right now. 3/4 of the planet is connected to us by this water we have right here. And I'd like to think I could make it just about anywhere.
Well, you know, there was a guy who signed up for the Race to Alaska
on a
stand-up paddleboard.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he made it all the way.
Race to Alaska last year
did
in his
you?
Kayak.
Yes, I did. I almost made it to Victoria, too.
Good, yay. Yay,
but
team.
But the seductress came along and picked me up 3 miles short of my Victoria. I could smell the Canadian bacon cooking, but I couldn't get there because the current, that moon is shifted, and I was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's another thing that I'd just like to touch on briefly. I think a lot of tourists, maybe locals, but tourists might think, I'm in this kayak, I'm going to go out there to that lighthouse. But that might not be such a good idea, right?
Lighthouses are built near treacherous waters.
For a good reason.
Sunken ships, and they're best viewed from the land.
I see. So that's a no-no.
If you're not experienced, I wouldn't recommend that. An experienced kayaker, if you know your role, if you know how to surf, if you know currents, tides and currents, then it can be quite exciting, Mary.
And you're dressed for it.
So in the 2 years you've been running the company, have you had any unfortunate accidents, or has it all gone smoothly?
It's all gone extremely smoothly.
Excellent. We like to hear that.
We've had to encourage some people back in when the winds have picked up. And there were those two fishermen.
Yeah, that's the only rescue we've done, a crab fisherman.
What happened to them? What did they do wrong?
Both leaning over on the same side of the boat to grab your pot is probably not the best plan.
What they did have is a shore party of their wives were on shore, and they were yelling out to me that somebody do something.
Help, help.
My husband's in the water.
And the other thing they did well, they wore life jackets.
Well, believe it or not, we now really are out of time. Thank you both for being a guest on the show. This is Mary Ann McNellis, the host of Our Town. Today, my guests have been the owners of Port Townsend Paddle Sports, Steve Heagle and Amy Recker. Steve and Amy are the people to see if you want to rent any sort of paddling apparatus, kayaks, paddleboards, even bicycles. Again, thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
And listeners, I want you to keep listening to KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM for more dynamic, eclectic community radio.
Our Town is an original KPTZ production created by Mary Ann McNellis and engineered by John McPherson.